I'm not sticking up for Andy or anything. I'm just going to tell you some facts. They've been around a very long time. This industry is a sleazy industry. There's a lot of bad operators.
I hear you.
He's not one of the bad operators. Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious. He's been around a long time. He's got a great rating. You know, there are a lot of bad people in this industry. I think they're being thinned out now by, Andy, by the economy, don't you think? The bad operators?
Yeah, the economy's having a toll on them, and the city and county of Denver is now starting to eat into everybody's as well.
Is it rougher to be in business?
Well, they're starting to apply 1950 ordinances to the way we're running our businesses today.
What do you mean?
There's a 1950 ordinance. It's called a Herdic license.
What is a Herdic license? What is that?
The Herdic license is, for the past 25 years that I've been in business,
right,
it's always been understood if you pick up in Denver and drop off in Denver, do a point-to-point. That's
right.
The reference, point-to-point.
Right.
You need to have a Herdic license.
What is a Herdic license?
It's a license that the city and county of Denver gives you. You have to go down. You have to take a test. You have to show them your...
And it's different than your commercial license.
Right. It's strictly a license...
To do business.
To do business.
And what's the problem now?
Well, now what they're saying is every limousine company, anybody that operates a limousine...
Yes.
A luxury limousine, taxi cab, or van...
Yes.
In order to drive on the streets of Denver... Irregardless of where they're coming from, if it's an Aspen-based company, if they're going out to the airport, they need to have a Herdic license. And if you don't have one, they're going to put your customer to the curb and they're going to take your car.
Wait a minute. You're telling me even if you're not located in Denver, you're simply driving and dropping someone off in Denver, they won't allow you to do that without a license.
Exactly. Lawfully. It's unlawful. The ordinance is 55-41.
And it's from what year?
1950. There was...
Now, hold on. So, but you didn't... The Herdic license, as they say, how much does that cost?
It's $50 for an application fee.
For every driver?
Yeah.
Every driver has to have one.
But yeah, well, it's a $50 application fee, a $25 license fee, and then you get socked into paying a $48 head tax fee. And then this year, they're making you register. They're charging you a registration fee in order to pay your Herdic license fee. So it's a $50 biannual. It's $125 a driver that the city and county of Denver wants for duplicate licensing. We've already got a state driver's license. All of our drivers have been fingerprinted and cleared by
now
the city's coming in saying you can't come into our drive on our streets without a Herdic license.
But it used to be that if you were based in Denver and you did
was a misunderstanding. A misunderstanding. The Public Utilities Commission had, if you're doing point-to-point traffic
in Denver,
that you needed a Herdic. That was all a falsehood. The Denver Police Department has issued memos to the airport that they've sent out to all the ground transportation providers saying, if you're doing point-to-point, it's a misnomer.
Meaning everyone needs one.
If you're operating a limousine, a luxury limousine, a taxi cab, or a van... Doesn't say, and it says for hire.
You mean like yellow cabs too?
Yeah.
Everyone.
It says for hire or other consideration.
So when did this come into effect recently? When did they start enforcing this again?
They wrote one of my drivers a ticket for this on November 10th.
Last year?
Yeah, November 10th of last year.
Okay. So they just, but you're saying it's been around a long time.
Since 1950.
But has not really been enforced?
Has never been enforced in that manner.
Now it's being enforced for every single driver in town. That's going to make them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because look at yellow cab alone. It increases what?
Isn't part of it to, you know, teach the foreigners the streets and make sure they know the quickest route and understand maps rather than scenic routes running up a meter?
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm being told by people right now by IM from the cab industry.
What are they telling you?
Yeah, but the...
To take the test, you have to know the cities and the streets, or what?
Well, there's two different tests that they're issuing now. The taxi cab drivers need to take a test to make sure that they know what the city streets are. That's what the intent is.
Okay.
But the limousine drivers get a special test. It's 10 questions. It asks us to read, write, and speak the English language. It's 10 questions that are random, There's no study book for it. There's absolutely nothing online. It's just a general knowledge thing.
My goodness gracious. They're called the Herdic licenses. It's a Herdic license. H-E-R-D-I-C, Herdic license.
Right.
And it's causing an uproar in the business because, but it's a windfall to the city all of a sudden, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a way for the city and county of Denver to generate $125 per driver, not per company. They're not going after the company. And remember, Tom, a luxury limousine company is issued a statewide authority as a deregulated operator, and then all of our drivers are given a clearance letter from the state on top of having state license plates, on top of having a state driver's license. Then we have to relicense the drivers in order to operate those cars on the city streets. And here's the other interesting thing. No one from Excise and License wants to go through with us and tell us whether or not the highway, I-70 from downtown or like the mountain carriers from up in the mountains, when they come down along I-70, their feeling is the minute they get on Pena Boulevard, that's a city street.
Well, what about Greyhound bus drivers and stuff that come down to the city?
No, it strictly applies to limousines, luxury limousines, taxi cabs, and vans.
Except not the courtesy shuttles at the hotels.
It doesn't say that.
But they're not charging it to them. You know, this is weird, but you know, the city sucks anyway because they're hurting for money, so they look for any way they can. They're taxing. They're just taxing the hell out of business to begin with. And the state is too, but the city's the worst. And by the way, the city, speaking of which, so you can have your lovely mayor now run the government this way for the whole state if you want. This is the way he's running the city. You can have him run the state this way since he's running for governor. Boy, won't that be nice. Okay, we have more coming right up on 630 KHOW.